This is the story of Chili the Cheetah. Chili the Cheetah really loved to play soccer. And Chili was one of the best players on his soccer team, the Orange and Black Attack. He loved to score goals. He could score with his right paw or his left paw, or with his head or even with his tail. And boy was he fast, even for a cheetah. And not just in soccer, he was fast everywhere. He would finish davening the entire morning prayer service before anyone else even put on their tefillin. And they would say, Chili, you need to wait for us. And he would say, sorry guys, I got goals to score. And he would speed on back to the soccer field. And one day they were playing a big game against the furry town Furballs. It was late in the second half and they needed a goal to win. Chili's friend, Riley, the rhinoceros, stole the ball and he was running down the field. He got past one defender, two defenders, and the furball's best defender came charging at him. Chili, at full sprint, was on the other side of the field. He said, Riley, Riley, pass it now, I'm wide open. And Riley said, I got this. And he wound up to take a super strike at the ball. But before he could kick it, the defender slid in and stole the ball away. Chili said, Riley, Riley, what are you doing? I was wide open. I could have scored and we could have won. And Riley said, sorry, we still got 2 minutes left. Come on, let's try to win now. Just then, the attack's goalkeeper made a great save and he kicked it as hard as he could. It went right to Chili. The furball's defender slid at him. But Chili leaped over him and flicked the ball right over his head. There was only one defender to beat. Riley said, Chili, pass it to me, pass it to me. Chili said, you mean like you didn't pass it to me about 2 minutes ago? No way, Riley. And he decided to try a trick. He did a sombrero behind the back bicycle kick. And whoosh, he totally missed the ball. The referee blew the whistle. The game was over. Riley said, Chili, why didn't you pass to me? I could have scored so easily. And Chili said, well, Riley, maybe you should have passed to me. The team's coach came up to Riley and Chili. He said, well, guys, I was going to take the team out for pizza to celebrate our win. Because we didn't win, I guess we'll go out for unsweetened yogurt. Chili said, unsweetened yogurt? Ugh, my least favorite food. And Riley said, well, maybe you should have passed the ball. And we could have been eating pizza right now. Chili said, forget it, I'm going home. And Chili ran home as fast as he could. When Chili got home, he was starving. But all he could find in the fridge was some old leftover meatballs. He said, ugh. He reluctantly went to bite one, when suddenly he saw there was a bite mark in the meatball. He said, Billy, ew. His brother Billy had taken a bite out of the old meatball and put it back in the fridge. He took Billy's water bottle out of the fridge and filled it up with some sour milk. He said, that'll teach you, Billy, to take bites of meatballs and put them back in the fridge. Chili slunked up to his bedroom, starving, and sat down on his bed. He thought to himself, this was the worst day ever. Riley ruined my life. He knows I'm the star player. He should have passed it to me. And he should have known that as a star player, I can do almost anything, and that second goal I could have scored. I could have scored 3 goals if I had a good partner up front. And Chili went to sleep, grumbling to himself. The next morning, Chili was walking to shul. He thought to himself, how can I get a new partner up front? I need to figure out a way to get Riley off the team. I'm going to tell the coach that he stole my shin guards. Wait a minute, Chili, no. A rhino wouldn't wear a cheetah's shin guards. They're too small for him. What else can I think of? And he walked into shul, still grumbling to himself about Riley. As Chili got ready to daven one of his super speed shakarises, the rabbi came up to him. He said, hey, Chili, how you doing? Chili said, oh, hey, rabbi, I'm okay. The rabbi said, Chili, I couldn't help but notice that you davened the entire shacharis in about 17 seconds. Chili said, yeah, I could probably do it in about 15 seconds if I really put the pedal to the metal, though. And the rabbi said, pedal to the metal? Chili, I think you might have your priorities a little mixed up. Just for today, why don't we open the sitter and go through it one line at a time and think about what we're saying? Chili said, I gotta get back to the soccer field, Rabbi. I need to practice so I can be the best player in the world one day. And the rabbi said, well, who gives somebody success if not Hashem? Why don't you pray to Hashem with a little bit of Kavana today and maybe he'll help you become a better soccer player? And Chili said, okay, I guess I'll try it. So the rabbi said, okay, let's open up to the first page. Here, Shacharis. And Chili said, oh, it's Shacharis? I thought it was Socharis. I thought that was a sin, not a shin. Oh. Here I thought all my teachers were telling me Socharis, the most important thing you can do in the morning. And the rabbi said, oh boy, we've got a lot of learning to do. What's the next line? Chili read the first line in his sitter. Hareini mekabel alai mitzvah seseh shel ve'ahavta de'reyacha kamocha. The rabbi said, okay, what does that mean? Chili thought about the words and he said, I hereby take upon myself to fulfill the mitzvah, love your fellow man as yourself. What does that mean? The rabbi said, it means exactly what it says. You have to love and respect your fellow Jew just like you love and respect yourself. Chili said, Rabbi, does that mean that if one of your fellow Jews is really annoying you on the soccer field that you shouldn't lie to the coach and get him kicked off the team? And the rabbi said, well, would you like if one of your friends lied to the coach and got you thrown off the team? And Chili said, well, I guess I wouldn't like that. So the rabbi said, well, there's your answer. And Chili said, well, what am I supposed to do if somebody on my soccer team is really annoying me and they're not passing me the ball when I can score? And the rabbi said, well, have you ever not passed the ball to somebody else when they could score? And Chili said, well, I guess I have done that, but I'm the star player. And the rabbi said, well, maybe. Did you think that somebody else on your team might think that they're the star player? And Chili said, I never thought of that. Are you talking about Riley? And the rabbi said, who's Riley? And Chili said, just this rhinoceros on my team who I really don't like anymore. And the rabbi said, Chili, are you looking at the same center that I'm looking at? It says right there, you have to love your fellow man as you love yourself. You can't hate a fellow Jew. You can't even dislike him. And Chili said, well, what if everything he does annoys you and you can't find anything to like about him? And the rabbi said, well, if Hashem made somebody Jewish, it means that he loves them because Hashem loves every Jew. The whole Torah is about how much Hashem loves the Jewish people. And how even though we're the smallest of the nations, he still loves us more than anyone else. And that's why he blesses us more than anyone else. So that's why we have to love every single Jew. Even the ones who annoy people. It's not always easy, but you need to find something positive to focus on when you look at a fellow Jew and say, wow, he or she is a really nice person, or he or she is really generous, or funny, or smart, or anything you can focus on so that you focus on the good about that person. And that's what's going to help you love your fellow Jew. And Chili said, okay, Rabbi, I'll try to focus on the fact that Riley is a really hard worker. But I still don't want to pass him the ball. And the rabbi said, well, Chili, that's a good start that you want to think positively about him, but there's another mitzvah that you're not allowed to take revenge against the Jew either. So if Riley were to wrong you by not passing you the ball, you're not allowed to turn around and not pass him the ball to get back at him. And Chili said, well, why not, Rabbi? And the rabbi said, well, Chili, we believe that everything comes from Hashem. If someone hits you or insults you or even steals something from you, you have to believe and know that that came from Hashem. And Hashem is trying to teach you something. It could be a repentance for something you did wrong in the past, or it could be it's just trying to teach you a lesson. But everything in this world comes from Hashem because Hashem is the whole world. He speaks the whole world into being. So there can't be anything that happens to you that didn't come from Hashem. And Chili said, okay, Rabbi, okay, I guess I'll judge Riley favorably, and I'll try to like him, and I'll pass him the ball. But last night, I went to sleep hungry because I couldn't have pizza because he lost the game for us. And I'm still mad at him, Rabbi. And the rabbi said, oh, Chili. Chili, there's another mitzvah that you're not allowed to hold a grudge against a fellow Jew, which means you can't hold any negative feelings toward him in your heart. And if you do have those feelings, you need to tell him and say, hey, you did something wrong to me, and I want to know why you did it. But it's an avera to go through life harboring negative feelings about a fellow Jew. And Chili said, Rabbi, I think this one verse was enough kavana for today. I'm just going to do my regular davening over here. And Chili turned and walked into the corner. He blasted through chakras like he always did, and he headed off to the soccer field. He spent the whole rest of the morning practicing his overhead sombrero bicycle kicks until he got them down perfectly. He said to himself, next time there's a game-winning clutch goal to be made, I'm gonna score it. And he went home ready for his big game on the other side of town that night. When he walked in his house, he said, Mama, Dada, I need you guys to drive me across town to my big game. It starts in an hour. But nobody answered him. Nobody was home. Then Chili noticed there was a note on the fridge. He picked it up. It said, Chili, we had to take Billy to the doctor's office because he was feeling really sick today. Something with his stomach. Sorry, we can't take you to the game tonight. Signed, Mom and Dad. And Chili said, oh no! The sour milk I put in his water bottle. It must have made him sick. Oh, I feel so bad and so stupid. I made my own brother sick. And now I don't even get to play in my soccer game tonight. Maybe the rabbi was right. Maybe I shouldn't take revenge against people. It only seems to backfire and hurt me. Just then there was a beep beep outside Chili's front door. He looked outside. It was his soccer coach in his pickup truck. He said, hey, Chili, you need a ride to the game? And Chili said, yeah, sure. Thanks, coach. Chili grabbed his gear and jumped into the truck. There in the backseat of the truck was Riley. Chili said, oh, hey, Riley. Riley said, hey, Chili. The coach said, guys, we need teamwork tonight. Teamwork, right? Teamwork. And they said, yeah, yeah, right. Sure, coach, yeah. And they sped off to the game. When they got all the way to the other side of town, it was a huge stadium filled with lots of the opposing team's fans. They were a little bit scared. Riley said, it's okay, guys. We got this. We got this. And they took the field. The other team was really good. The whole first half, Chili barely got the ball. When Riley got it, he refused to pass. And Chili was not happy about it. It was late in the game when Chili finally got the ball. He said, this is my chance. I can finally do what I've been practicing all day. He faked out a defender. He faked a pass to Riley. And he did an over-the-head sombrero bicycle kick. Whack! Perfectly hit it, and it sailed into the top corner. But the goalie saved it. He made a diving handout reach save. Chili said, oh, how did he save that? Riley said, Chili, why are you trying all these fancy tricks? You could have just passed it to me. Chili couldn't help thinking about what the rabbi said earlier that day, how everything comes from Hashem. I mean, that save was miraculous, he thought to himself. Maybe Hashem is showing me that even if I'm the best player in the world, something more powerful can always stop me. And Chili said, you know what, Riley? You're right. And Riley said, I am? Chili said, you're right. I should have passed the ball. Even though you haven't passed me one time all night, you're a good player also. And Riley said, I know I am. And you are too. There was 5 minutes left in the game, and the score was still 0-0. Somebody needed to score. Riley, working hard as always, ran back on defense, and he managed to steal the ball. He dribbled it all the way up the field, and when a defender came to stop him, he finally passed it to Chili. The coach said, good pass, Riley. Chili passed it right back to Riley. The coach said, good pass, Chili. Riley got the ball and passed it back to Chili again. The coach said, good teamwork, guys. Why don't you try to score? The goalie on the other team was getting really confused. He charged out and tried to grab the ball from Chili's feet. Chili passed it back to Riley again. Riley had a wide open net. Chili said, shoot it, Riley, shoot it. Riley wound up his hoof and he kicked it as hard as he could. It went boom, right off the crossbar. It bounced off and back into the field. It was right at Chili's feet. And he now had a wide open goal. But the goalkeeper was flailing behind him trying to chase him down. All Chili needed to do was tap the ball in and he would win the game. But he said, no, this is not Chili style. So, with a wide open goal right in front of him, he did a sombrero over the head bicycle kick and thwacked it as hard as he could. Swish, it went right into the back of the net. Totally awesome goal and totally unnecessary, but it was awesome. And they won the game. Chili and Riley gave each other a high five The coach came out and gave them a hug. He said, "Guys, that was the best teamwork I've ever seen in my whole life. You really tricked the other team." "What a goal, Chili. What a goal." Chili said, "Thanks, coach. I was just following the Torah." The coach said, "You know what this means, guys? It means we're going out for some double-decker, cheesy-filled crust pizzas on me." And the whole team said, "Yay!" And from that day on, Chili remembered to never hold a grudge or take revenge against a fellow Jew ever again. Even when he told his brother Billy what he did with his water bottle and he gave him the world's biggest noogie, he knew it was all from Hashem.